When Dominique Sogel reached Damascus, Syria last December 12th, just after the fall of Bashar al-Assad, the atmosphere was electric. The power grid, less so. In an audio update, Dominique left me WhatsApp voicemails that night from the only spot where she had power, a bathroom in an old city residence. Just a day in the life of an apex professional. Dominique has returned to Syria three times since. Her report today from the Golan in the country's southwest sounds low-key in its aim. Just go get insights into how this patch of Syria experienced the civil war and into both past and present dynamics with Israel, Dominique tells me. But her report, our foreign editor notes, is like nothing seen elsewhere. Dominique found a village from which to explore reactions, some of them unexpected, to Israel's expanded presence and growing militarization there. Expect more. So much gold left in the notebook, she says. Also, a new episode of our Why We Wrote This podcast just dropped. Sarah Matusik, who reports on immigration, takes us inside some of her remarkable recent work. Here's an excerpt.
First of all, I want to make it clear that I do want to talk to everyone. That's one of the best parts of this job. In DC this summer, for instance, I was interviewing an unauthorized immigrant one day, then the acting director of ICE another day on that trip. If you peel back layers of rhetoric in your interviews, you actually begin to identify values that a lot of opposing parties actually have in common. The acting head of ICE, Todd Lyons, who's a career law enforcement officer, you know, he says his officers are removing criminals to improve public safety. A lot of immigrants have come to the U.S. through both illegal and legal means to improve their own safety. The agriculture sector in this country, which relies heavily on unauthorized labor, those guys will also tell you that a steady labor force is key to the safety of our food supply or national security. So what would it look like for all these groups to dialogue at that level of values?
It's Saturday, November 15th. This is the Monitor Daily Podcast. Good morning. I'm Clay Collins. As always, you can go to csmonitor.com for our latest news briefs and reported stories. Now, here are today's Monitor stories. 4 years of leftist rule have not rid Chile of social inequalities, but worries about a crime wave blamed on immigrants appear to give a right-wing presidential candidate an edge in Sunday's election. Howard LaFranchi reports from Santiago, Chile, for the Monitor. The ouster last year of President Bashar al-Assad raised hopes of a diplomatic reset with Israel, whom many on Syria's Golan Heights see as a pragmatic neighbor. Instead, they've faced mysterious Israeli detentions and expanded occupation. Dominique Sogel reports from Beit Jin and Quneitra, Syria, for the Monitor. The T, as Bostonians call it, has seen a remarkable turnaround in just over 2 years. Many now see America's oldest subway system as a model for repairing the country's crumbling transportation infrastructure. Cameron Pugh reports from Boston for the Monitor. Culinary adventures await in the family kitchen, where kids can learn the basics and be inspired by a quartet of helpful cookbooks. Our reviewer and her children share their favorites. Husna Haq writes for the Monitor. In a sweet, simple encounter helping a lost stranger find her way, our essayist discovers a central tenet of giving. The giver often gains more than the receiver. Troy Aiden Sambajon writes for the Monitor. The stories you just heard are from today's newsletter. Find these stories and more at csmonitor.com. For more Monitor podcasts, go to csmonitor.com/podcasts. For other audio offerings from our parent organization, go to christianscience.com/audio. Thanks to today's audio production team, Victoria Hoffman, Mackenzie Farkas, and Ian Case.
This podcast is produced by the Christian Science Monitor in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2025.